Wayne Bouse here from the Bryan Fire Department. It's been a while since we visited.
Yes, it has.
Nice to have you here and on the day before Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. It's very timely to talk to you today.
We have a lot of things to cover, and we're going to probably do most of this in sort of bullet point fashion, but let's put out the reminders about holiday cooking. And also, this will probably be a good weekend. People are going to be stringing those lights for the Christmas period.
That's right. And the two holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas are the highest statistical holidays for cooking fires and for injuries from those fires. Some of the things that we like to remind people about as far as the cooking safety is to do simple things that make a big difference, such as always having somebody to watch the cooking, using timers, turning handles to the back, having somebody there if you have a large family gathering to kind of corral the children, the young children, and not let them run rampant underfoot and possibly get in the way and cause an accident. Always make sure you have plenty of pot holders and such as that so that you don't have burn injuries. One of the things we always run into is the turkey fryers. Turkey fryers, you have to follow the instructions closely. They're an outside-only use item. We have had fires in garages during inclement years where somebody felt they needed to move inside, and it's just something that when you have to move inside, you just have to choose to cook the turkey another way. They're an outside-use-only item on non-combustible surfaces. We've lost wooden decks. We've lost garages. And we've had people severely injured. So you want to be very careful with turkey fryers. I thought I'd cover a little bit of scalds and burns, since we also serve, you know, as the EMS out of our fire department. So we're closely looking at trying to reduce injuries from the burns. Remember to seek medical attention for any burn, even if it seems like it's a fairly minor burn. No butter, oils, gooey stuff. Cover loosely with a clean dressing after cooling with water, cleaning with soap and water, and seek medical attention. The most dangerous part about burns is not always the burn itself, but once you've broken the intact skin, which is our protective covering as humans, you open a route for infection. And so one of the major problems with burns is not the burn itself, but the secondary infections from not treating it correctly.
Visiting with William Bounce of the Bryan Fire Department, just another couple of minutes remaining. Want to quickly segue over to Bryan City Council meeting this week. There was a special presentation that Fire Chief Randy McGregor was in the middle of.
There was. We were very excited to give out awards for our fire safety poster contest winners. I have sent you the full attachment because there were several children names to go through, not enough time now, so I sent that to you, and hopefully you can put it out on the website. We also was able to give a citizens award for a gentleman named Jorge Martinez, who pulled a lady out of a fire we had recently on Lynn Drive and carry her outside from the fire in her house. She did become a fire death later, within a specified period of time, to be a fire death from that fire. Unfortunately, she did pass away. But his heroic efforts caused her to have some more time and her family to have a little more time with her. So that Citizens Award was given out, as well as the poster contest winners.
And speaking of fire calls, there was a trailer fire yesterday.
That's right, and it brought back the importance of using items correctly. Investigation of that fire showed that there was a propane tank that was not connected properly. Older style tanks had a female fitting on them and used a male fitting coming off the tubing. They've since changed to an ODP valve, which has a female connection to the male on the tank. Unfortunately, an individual who was an owner of the home had forced the old style fitting into the ODP fitting and attempted to use a tank in that fashion, and it had a leak to it because it was not the proper fitting. That leak eventually found an ignition source, and it burnt most of the trailer. LPG gas, actually industry-wide, has a great safety record, with the exception of usually when it's misused or something is mishandled.
And that's a set of circumstances that could tragically cause an injury or death, too.
Right. There were individuals inside the home that didn't know anything about what was going on the outside of the gentleman who was trying to solve his propane problem. If this had accumulated a little in more quantity inside the home, it could have had a bigger explosion. People could have been hurt or killed.
So some reminders to share, not only for the holidays, but in that case with the propane thing, that's all year round.
That's right.
Very good. Well, now that takes care of our time ahead of Thanksgiving. I think we're back on a regular schedule in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So everybody have a great, happy Thanksgiving. Check NFPA.org or UL.com for other safety tips. And you can call us at 209-5960 for any questions.
Very good. Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
William Bowes, the Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.